Okay, let's unpack this. We've probably all been there, right? You pour your heart into creating some brilliant content, maybe a fantastic blog post or an insightful video, and then crickets, it just gathers digital dust online.
Mm-hmm. Or the opposite happens.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, on the flip side, you've got this perfectly optimized website, technically sound, everything's great under the hood.
But there's nothing really there, nothing meaningful or engaging to say.
Right. And this tension, this common confusion around content marketing and SEO search engine optimization, that's really what we want to tackle today.
Yeah, people often ask, are they the same thing? Is one, you know, better than the other?
Totally. So our mission in this deep dive is to cut through that noise. We want to clarify their unique roles, really pinpoint their key differences, and most importantly, show you how they, well, how they dance together, how they create this powerful engine for, well, undeniable digital growth.
And it's crucial to get this. Well, both are absolutely essential.
They are definitely not interchangeable.
No, not at all. And look, this isn't just theory, is it? It's not for a textbook.
Not at all.
This understanding, it directly translates into real-world results for your online presence.
Right.
We're talking about driving tangible outcomes.
Yeah.
You know, more qualified leads, maybe a significant boost in sales, or just dramatically increasing your online visibility.
Yeah, getting found.
Exactly. And the material we've looked over for this, it provides a really clear kind of actionable guide to understanding and crucially integrating these two incredibly powerful concepts, putting them together into a winning strategy.
Okay, so let's get to the core of it then, content marketing. When we talk about that, what does it really encompass?
Okay.
As we dug into the material, what really stood out to me was the emphasis on, like, not just creating anything.
Right, random stuff doesn't cut it.
No, it's about strategically building and sharing valuable, relevant, and consistent content. And it's specifically designed to attract and then retain a target audience.
The targeting is key.
Absolutely. It's not just about looking pretty. The ultimate goal here, really, is to drive profitable customer actions.
Mm-hmm. Like generating leads.
Yeah, generating leads, nurturing prospects, and, you know, ultimately increasing sales.
And the forms it takes can be really varied.
Oh, totally. The types of content are vast. You've got your foundational blog posts and articles, engaging infographics.
Videos, podcasts, those are huge now.
Huge. And then in-depth case studies, white papers, all your social media updates, even the email newsletters that land in your inbox.
Right. It's a broad church.
It really is.
Right.
But I think the real takeaway, the core idea, is that content marketing builds trust and authority. It does that by genuinely educating your audience and, you know, solving their problems.
It positions you as the go-to resource.
Yeah.
The expert.
Exactly. The go-to resource. That's a great way to put it.
Okay. So that's a perfect foundation. Now let's shift gears a bit to SEO. It plays a distinct, but like you said, absolutely complementary role.
Right. The other side of the coin.
Exactly. Search engine optimization, or SEO. It's, well, quite simply, it's the practice of making sure your website and all that valuable content you just described is visible, that it ranks well in search engines like Google.
So people can actually find it.
That's the key. Think of it this way. You've crafted that masterpiece content, but SEO is how you ensure people can actually find it when they're searching online.
Okay.
And it's not just, you know, one magic trick. It actually breaks down into a few core components.
Right. What are those?
Well, first, there's on-page SEO. This is about optimizing everything on your actual web pages.
Okay, like the words themselves.
Yeah, strategically using keywords, crafting compelling titles and headings, structuring your content so it's easy for both humans and, importantly, search engines to read.
Got it.
Then you have technical SEO. This is more behind the scenes, making sure your website is a well-oiled machine.
Like the engine tuning you mentioned earlier.
Exactly. Like the car's engine tuning and chassis maintenance, it involves things like how easily search engines can read or crawl your site,
right?
Making sure it loads blazing fast, and hitting Google's core web vitals.
Ah, yes, the core web vitals. Speed, interactivity.
Yeah, those metrics Google uses to judge the user experience, loading speed, interactivity, visual stability, they matter a lot now.
Okay, and the third part.
And finally, there's off-page SEO. This largely focuses on building authority signals, things like getting backlinks from other reputable websites pointing to yours.
Yeah, the link building aspect.
Precisely. So it's important to emphasize SEO isn't just about creating content. It's about optimizing that content and your entire website so search engines can truly understand it, value it, and rank it effectively.
So if content marketing is, say, the creation part, mm-hmm. and SEO is the discovery or visibility part,
yeah.
how do our sources really draw the line between them? What are the key differences?
And that's exactly the heart of the matter, isn't it? Because, yeah, they're intertwined, but we first need to really wrap our heads around their distinct identities.
Right.
And the material we reviewed lays this out really clearly, breaks down those differences across several key aspects.
Okay, let's hear it.
First up, focus. Content marketing, fundamentally, is about creating and distributing that valuable content.
Oh.
It's the act of producing those blogs, videos, newsletters you mentioned.
Right, the making stuff part.
Pretty much. Ooh. SEO, on the other hand, is laser focused on optimizing for search engines. It's the technical side, the strategic tweaks that make your amazing content discoverable by Google and others.
Gotcha. Okay, focus is clear. What's next?
Then there's their goal. Content marketing aims primarily to attract and engage your target audience. It's about providing value, building those relationships.
Building trust, like we said.
Exactly. SEO's goal is a bit more specific, typically.
Right.
Rank higher in search results and drive organic traffic, getting those clicks from search.
Okay. Focus, goal. How about tactics?
Right, tactics. Content marketing uses, well, the things we listed. Blogs, videos, social posts, infographics, the actual pieces of content.
Mm-hmm.
SEO employs tactics like strategic keyword research, building high-quality backlinks, improving site speed and performance, the optimization actions.
Makes sense. What about how long it takes to see results?
Timeline. Interestingly, for both, the sources agree it's usually a medium to long-term impact.
Oh, that's crucial. Neither is a quick fix.
Definitely not. It's a marathon, not a sprint for both.
Oh.
Which is something a lot of people miss, I think. They expect instant results.
Yeah, good point. Okay, one more difference.
Yes, dependency. This one's interesting. Content marketing can potentially find an audience without heavy SEO focus.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you're mainly pushing content through social media channels or email lists.
Right, it might not rely solely on search discovery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
However, SEO absolutely needs content to be effective.
Ah, okay.
Without something valuable to optimize, without information for search engines to crawl, understand, and rank.
Mm.
Well, SEO has nothing to work with.
So SEO needs fuel.
Precisely. So they might be different, but it's crystal clear they really need each other.
Yeah, that dependency point really highlights the connection. Many businesses, you see them, they pour resources into one or the other.
And then they hit a wall.
Yeah, exactly. What our sources really highlight is this synergistic multiplier effect, where 1 + 1 equals way more than 2.
That's the real insight here. It's not just about doing both tasks separately. It's about making them dance together, like you said earlier.
Right.
Think of it this way. SEO needs content. Without that valuable stuff, those articles, guides, videos, there's literally nothing for search engines to find and rank. A perfectly optimized but blank website. It won't show up anywhere meaningful.
Sure.
Conversely, content needs SEO. You could create the most brilliant, insightful piece of content imaginable.
The Mona Lisa of blog posts.
Ah, exactly. But without SEO, it's like writing that masterpiece and then just hiding it in a drawer.
No one finds it through search.
Precisely. Our sources use this powerful analogy that really drives it home. SEO is the engine. Content is the fuel.
Engine and fuel. I like that.
Yeah. Together, they drive your marketing strategy forward. One simply powers the other.
Mm-hmm.
You need both for the car to actually go anywhere.
So, okay, let's bring this down to brass tacks. What does this all mean for your digital strategy, for you listening right now?
Yeah, the practical application.
Well, when you effectively combine content marketing and SEO, when you get that engine running smoothly with the right fuel, you unlock a whole host of really powerful benefits. It's almost like building a compound interest machine for your online presence.
Ooh, compound interest.
Nice.
Yeah.
First, you'll almost certainly see higher rankings and more traffic. Optimized content just stands a much, much better chance of ranking well in Google search results.
Putting you right in front of potential customers.
Exactly.
Right.
Which naturally leads to more people finding their way to your site. We've all felt that frustration, right? Putting out great content and having it disappear into the digital ether. This synergy, this engine and fuel combo, is how you avoid that.
Makes sense. What else?
It also massively boosts your brand authority. When you consistently publish high-quality, valuable content that answers questions, solves problems.
And people can actually find it easily.
Right. And that content is easily discoverable through search. You naturally build trust. You establish yourself or your business as a real thought leader in your industry.
Authority and trust.
Crucial.
Totally. And of course, there's lead generation. This is huge for many. SEO brings those relevant visitors to your site.
People actively looking for solutions.
Yes. And then you're engaging content, whether it's a guide, a case study, a compelling article that does the work of converting them, turning curious visitors into actual leads or customers.
So SEO brings them in, content converts them.
You got it. Plus, and this is a big one, you get long-term ROI, return on investment.
Ah, the gift that keeps on giving. Exactly. Evergreen content stuff that stays relevant for a long time when it's properly optimized with SEO, it just continues to deliver results. It brings in traffic, generates leads for months, maybe even years down the line.
Without requiring constant new effort for that specific piece.
Precisely. It's incredibly efficient in the long run.
Okay, so the benefits of combining them are clear. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, while they absolutely work best together, are there times when you might strategically maybe lean into one more heavily than the other based on immediate goals?
That's a really practical question.
Yeah, because resources aren't infinite, right? Yeah. You might need to prioritize sometimes.
True.
For instance, the sources suggest you might want to focus more heavily on content marketing if your primary goal right now is building deeper relationships with your audience.
Okay. Less about immediate traffic, more about connection.
Exactly. Or if you're in an industry that really, truly requires thought leadership to succeed, where demonstrating expertise is paramount.
Right. Like complex B2B services, maybe?
Could be. Or if you specifically need engaging assets for, say, social media campaigns or email marketing, where search discovery isn't the number one priority for that specific campaign.
Got it. So content focus for relationship building, thought leadership, or non-search channels.
Makes sense. On the other hand, you should probably focus more heavily on SEO if your main objective is simply increasing organic traffic from search engines. That's the big goal.
More eyeballs from Google.
Pretty much. Or if you're competing head-to-head for really high-value keywords and search results, where ranking high is absolutely critical for business.
High competition, high-stakes keywords.
Definitely. Or maybe if your main desire is that sustainable long-term visibility we talked about, the kind that consistently draws people to your site over time via search.
Okay, so SEO focus for traffic, competitive keywords, long-term visibility.
But, and this is a key point the sources make, it's crucial to remember that for truly robust, sustainable growth,
you need both.
Almost always, yeah. A strong strategy will usually incorporate both heavily. It's really about finding that right blend, that right balance for your current needs and resources.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So let's unpack this with some really practical, actionable steps. Mm-hmm. If you want the best results, if you really want to integrate these two, how do you actually do it? Let's think of it maybe as a continuous cycle, not just a linear checklist.
Good way to frame it. It's ongoing.
Right. Step one, research your audience and keywords. This has to be foundational, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You have to know who you're talking to and what they're looking for.
Yeah. You need to use tools, things like Ahrefs, SEMrush, even Google Keyword Planner to find out exactly what questions your audience is asking online. What are they typing into Google?
This tells you not just what content to create,
but how to optimize it, the language they use. Okay, step one, research. What's next?
Step two, create content that answers user intent.
User intent. That's key.
It really is. Once you know what they're looking for, you tailor your content types to match that specific intent.
Can you give an example?
Sure. If they're asking, how do I fix my leaky faucet? That's informational intent. Best served by a detailed blog post, a how-to guide, maybe a video tutorial.
Okay.
If they're searching for Acme Plumbing Services page, that's navigational intent. They want your specific page. It needs to be clear, easy to find.
Right.
And if they're typing, buy emergency plumbing service now, that's clearly transactional intent. That needs a landing page with a super clear call to action, make it easy for them to buy or book.
Got it. Match the content type to the searcher's goal. Okay, step three.
Step three, optimize content with SEO best practices. This is where the SEO really kicks in directly on the content you've created based on intent.
The on-page stuff.
Exactly. You need to naturally include your target keywords, the ones you found in step one, throughout your content. Don't stuff them in unnaturally, but make sure they're present.
Right.
Add internal links pointing to other relevant pages on your own site. This helps users navigate and tells Google how your content is connected.
Mm-hmm. And external links.
Yeah, linking out to authoritative sources can also be beneficial. And crucially, use proper headings, your H1 for the main title, H2s for main sections, H3s for subsections. This structures your content for both readability and for search engines.
Structure matters. Okay, step four.
Step four, promote content across channels. Don't just hit publish and hope for the best.
Publish and pray doesn't work.
Uh-huh, exactly. You need to actively share your content, put it on social media, distribute it through your email newsletters. Think about repurposing it, too.
Repurposing?
Yeah. Turn that blog post into an infographic or make a short video summarizing the key points. Reach a wider audience on different platforms.
Smart. Get more mileage out of it. Okay, step five.
Step five. Build backlinks with content marketing. This is where content directly fuels off-page SEO. Create truly link-worthy assets.
What makes something link-worthy?
Think original research, really in-depth case studies showing results, unique statistics nobody else has published, maybe an amazing free tool, things that other websites in your industry will actually want to reference and link to because it provides value to their audience.
Ah, okay. Create assets people naturally want to share.
Exactly. And then don't be passive. Actively reach out to industry blogs, relevant publications, maybe offer to write a guest post, and find natural opportunities to link back to your valuable content. This builds your site's authority.
Got it. Proactive outreach. And the final step.
Step six. Measure, refine, and scale. This isn't a one-and-done process, remember. It's a cycle.
Right. Continuous improvement.
You have to track your results, monitor your keyword rankings, watch your website traffic trends, analyze your conversion rates, see what's actually working.
And what's not.
Precisely. Update your existing content regularly to keep it fresh and accurate. Google likes freshness.
Yeah.
And then double down on the strategies and content types that are delivering the best results for you. Scale up what works.
Measure, refine, scale. Makes perfect sense as a loop.
Now, a really powerful, specific application of integrating these steps, particularly steps 3 and 5, lies in something our sources often call SEO content hubs or topic clusters.
Content hubs. Tell me more.
Okay, imagine a big, comprehensive, overarching guide on a core topic for your industry. Let's call this the parent pillar. Maybe something like, what is SEO? A complete beginner's guide.
Okay, a big foundational piece.
Exactly. Now, that parent pillar doesn't exist in isolation. It's supported by several related supporting pillars. These are more detailed articles that dive deep into specific aspects mentioned in the parent pillar.
Like chapters in a book.
Sort of, yeah. Mm-hmm. For our SEO example, a supporting pillar could be the ultimate on-page SEO checklist, or how to improve website speed for SEO, or technical SEO audit guide. Each one drills down into a subtopic.
Pillar and supporting posts.
Now, the magic really happens with the internal linking and what we call anchor texts.
Anchor texts. That's the clickable words in a link, right?
Exactly. So when you're writing a supporting pillar, say the one on on-page SEO, you naturally link relevant phrases back to other related content. For instance, if you mention content marketing versus SEO in that post, you'd link that specific phrase directly to a comparison article, maybe like the discussion we're having now.
Connecting the dots.
Precisely. Or the phrase on-page SEO checklist within the main pillar would link directly to that dedicated checklist post. This strategic internal linking using descriptive anchor text.
It does two things, right?
At least. First, it helps search engines understand the relationships between your content. It shows you have deep expertise on the overall topic, strengthening your topical authority.
Makes you look like an expert to Google.
In a sense, yes. And second, it guides users through related information. If they land on the beginner's guide, they can easily click through to learn more about technical SEO or on-page specifics, keeping them engaged and on your site longer.
So it's good for SEO and the user experience.
Absolutely. It's about building this interconnected web of knowledge on your site centered around your core topics.
Yeah.
That's a very powerful strategy when done well.
That hub model sounds really effective.
Yeah, it requires planning, but it pays off. So if we circle back and connect this all to the bigger picture, that debate you sometimes hear, which is better, content marketing or SEO?
It's the wrong question.
It really isn't a debate at all, is it? It's about recognizing their combined power. There's synergy.
Right.
Content marketing is that vital process.
Yeah.
Creating those valuable assets, the information that engages, informs, helps your audience.
The fuel.
The fuel, exactly. And SEO, in turn, is the engine that ensures those assets are discovered, found by the people who are actively looking for that information online.
Engine and fuel working together.
Together, they form this really potent force that truly fuels traffic, generates leads, and at the end of the day, drives sales and achieves your goals.
So a tailored strategy, a hybrid approach.
Yeah, one that intentionally integrates both. Considering your specific goals and resources is almost always going to be the most effective path forward for any business or individual looking to really thrive online.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? As you reflect on your own digital presence, maybe your business goals, your current efforts.
Yeah, time for some self-assessment.
Exactly. Consider this. Which fuel, which aspect of content creation and value have you maybe been overlooking? Or perhaps do you think your engine, your SEO and discoverability could use a bit of a tune-up to run more efficiently?
Good questions to ponder.
Yeah. How might a truly integrated approach, really understanding that content and SEO are two essential sides of the same powerful coin, unlock completely new levels of visibility and engagement for your specific goals?
Food for thought.
Definitely something to think about. We really hope this deep dive helps you move forward with a bit more clarity and maybe some newfound confidence in tackling both. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Austin CodeMonkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.